Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. Just trying to stay warm. We're expecting.
Yeah, you're expecting some rain or something?
Yeah, some sleet, little snow mixed in, icy, yes. I think around noontime today.
Not a good time to be on the road, that's for sure.
No, I came into work, but I'm going to leave around noon to go back home. I have about three bridges to pass over.
Understand. We're going to wait about 1 minute, but then we'll start.
Sure thing.
So our handouts are, as we've discussed in the last number of recordings, they're available on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or at the bottom of the page if you're in a mobile device. Once that link opens up, you scroll down to the preparation for the Shovavim, and there are two handouts that we will be using today. One is the preparation or material for the Ta'anit Dibur, and the other is the Psalms landing page. We're going to start with the material for the Ta'anit Dibur, which opens up a PDF titled The Yearning for Redemption by Rabbi Sutton. And you scroll down to Psalm 9, and we are going to start with the 8th verse, which is the last verse we did yesterday. And we'll start with the Lashem Yechud. Lashem Yechud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta Lashem Yud He Bavavhe Beyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunane Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunanehu Wadonai Yohe Wahe Leolam Yeshev Konen L'mashpat L'mishpat Kiso. But a time is coming when Hashem's reign will be revealed to for all eternity. He is preparing his throne now for judgment. The 9th verse. Wehu yishpot tevel betzedek yadim leumim b'misharim. He will judge the earth with righteousness. He will try the nations with equity. Righteousness, according to the Zohar, is a level of malchut. So he's going to judge the earth or the malchut with the frame that is appropriate for malchut. Because each form of judgment, as our sages have taught, is mida keneged mida. Measure for measure. It's appropriate to take into account what is the consciousness the whole aspect of relativity. What is the right thing for this person relative to where this person is in their spiritual development? It would be unequitable to judge a righteous person with the same rules that you judge a person who has just barely begun their spiritual growth. Now, what does it mean, the word equity? What is equity? Equity on the level of a nation means that each nation is judged by the same rules. So there is no relativity speaking to the at the level of a nation. That is what is hinted at in this pasuk. The 10th verse. Vehi Adonai Yohewahe Nisgav Ladach Nisgav Litoti Bitzara. In the meantime, Hashem shall be a tower of protection for the crushed and the afflicted, a tower of strength in times of distress. What is the purpose of the Armageddon War? And hopefully it will not be necessary. But what is its purpose? The prophecy alone is horrible. The prophecy alone can ignite awe, can ignite a change within each person. But what if it were to happen? What is its purpose? Its purpose is not to kill people, but to wake people up that God is God, that God is available, that God is here, that God is in control. It shocks people. And this is the tool that we can utilize without having to experience that horrible event. We can wake ourselves up. And this is the meaning of these concepts of a tower of protection and a tower of strength. Wake up and learn to pray. Learn to request help. Learn to accept help from others. This is the message of the 10th verse, in my opinion. The 11th verse. Vayivtechu becha yodei shemecha ki lo azavta dor shecha Adonai Yohewahe. Those who discern your name, your mastery over nature and history, will trust in you, for you, Hashem, have never forsaken those who seek you. There are 9 words in this pasuk. 9 connects us, if we're counting up, connects us to wisdom. 9 connects us to Yesod, if we're counting down. Those who know your name, discern is the word. Those who realize that Hashem is in control. This is a discussion of wisdom. The 12th verse. Zamru la Adonai, Yo hey, wah, hey, Yoshev, Tzion hagidu ba'amim alilotav. Sing praises to Hashem. He reigns in Zion. Declare his works among the nations. This verse is really very clear. Sing to Hashem, praising Hashem, because the process of prayer has been created. Hannah taught us this aspect of prayer. Praise Hashem. Then you can request what you want, and then assume that your request is granted and thank him even before it happens. The first step is to sing praises. This is the first step. This is what this pasuk is implying. The 13th pasuk. Ki doresh damim otam zakar lo shakach tzakat anavim. Notice the difference in the written with the last word that is written with two yuds but spoken with only one. He who demands an account for blood that has been shed has remembered them. He has not forgotten and cry. He has not forgotten the cry of the humble. When we go back and look at this written and read, this last word, the word for humble is spelled with a vav. I know, he's talking about his humble, people who are humble. But it's written so that the gematria is different. It's written with a gematria of 190, or conversely, the mem is as a final mem has the gematria of 600. So it's written with 680. 680 is life times 10. Well, I have to explain that a little bit. 68 is the gematria of the word chaim, lives. The plural of life. Lives times 10 is 680. The 14th verse. Chaneni Adonai Yohei Wahei Re'anai Misnai. Grant me special grace, Hashem. Behold my affliction at the hands of my enemies. O you who raise me up above death's gate. And I apologize, it looked to me I went too far, so. Yeah, I do have to apologize because I thought the Hebrew was completed, but it wasn't. So let me reread this 14th verse in Hebrew again, as well as the English, so that the flow will be correct. Hananeini Adonai Yohei Wahei Re'e Anai Misne'ai. Merom mi mishare mavet. Now in the English, grant me special grace, Hashem. Behold my affliction at the hands of my enemies, O you who raise me up above death's gate. The 15th verse. L'man asapra kol techilatecha b'sharei bat zion agila b'shuatecha, so that I may declare all of your praises and rejoice in your salvation in the gates of the daughter of Zion. This is really an esoteric verse, just by virtue of this the phrase, rejoice in your salvation, and then in the gates of the daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion is Malchut. Rejoice in your salvation of Malchut. Most people, in my opinion, when they read the Bible and they see these English expressions, or they know the Hebrew expressions, unless they're taught Kabbalah, they don't understand the code words involved. The 16th verse. Savu goyim b'shachat asu b'reshet zu tamanu nilkedat raglam. Nations have sunk into the pit which they themselves have dug. Their feet have been trapped in the same net they so craftily hid for others. There's a law about the false witnesses. If people tried to agreed to hurt a third person by taking them to court and testifying falsely against them, the penalty for that is whatever penalty they were seeking against the person that they were testifying against falsely, that same judgment would be rendered upon them. And here we see that it applies at the level of nations as well. The 17th verse. No da donai yo he wa he mishpatasa bepo al kapal no kesh rasha higayon sela. Hashem is known through the judgment he has executed. He brings it about that the wicked man is snared in the work of his own hands. Let this inspire us forever. Selah. Remember, the word Selah is a pause to contemplate what you have just read, what you've just said. 18th verse. Yashuvu Rashaim Lisholako Goim Shekehe Elohim. Those who become trapped in their wickedness will return to oblivion. All the nations who forget Elohim. People, answer the question, how did you accomplish whatever you accomplished? And the answer that people give is, it was all me. This is a mistake, because no one does anything that isn't Hashem's strength, Hashem's ideas, Hashem's implementation. And it again applies to nations. Nations think it's their strength, their power, because the leader thinks it's their power. But it's all false. Everything comes from Hashem. Nineteenth verse. Ki lo la netzach yishakach avyon tikvat aniyim toavad la'ad. You have the same word as in the previous verse that is written and read differently. For he who is defenseless will not remain forgotten forever, lest the hope of the poor man be lost for all eternity. This is a promise to the humble. In the earlier verse, it was translated as humble. Now it is translated as a poor man. And there's an important understanding in that combination, because to be humble is to recognize your lack. A poor man is someone who has lack. And as we've said many times, the poor man, a truly poor man, is every human being, because every human being is in lack of something, whether they recognize it or not. But one of the traits of being humble is to recognize what is your lack. You can't change that lack. You can't fulfill that lack unless you understand what is the lack. The 20th verse. Kuma Adonai Yohe Wahe. Al Yaoz Enosh Yishpetu Goim Al Panecha. Rise up, Hashem. Let not the evil man prevail. Let the nations who oppose you be judged. Do you know who the evil man is? It's Satan. It's a code word for Satan. The 21st verse. Sita Adonai Yohe Wahe Modalachem Yedu Goim Enosh Chema Selah. Does this Selah apply to the verse, or does it apply to the whole song? Instruct them, Hashem, let the nations realize how very mortal they are unless they serve you. Selah. I'll now read the whole 21 verses, the whole song, in the Hebrew only. Lam Natsea Amut Laben Mizmor Le David. De Adonai Yohe Wahe Bikol Ibi Asapra Kol Nafli Otecha Eshmecha Vie Elza Bacha Zamra Shimcha Yi Elyon Beshuv O Yavai Achor Yikashlu v'yogdu mipanecha Ki asita mishpati v'dini Yashavtya l'katise shofet tzedek Ga'arta goyim ibata rasha Shema Machita Leolam Wed Hayoev Tamu Aravot Lanetzah Viarim Nachashta Avad Zikram Hema Vadonai Yohei Wahei Leolam Yeshev Kognin The mashpat kiso, the hu yishpot tevel, betzedek yadin, leumim b'meisharin. Vayhi Adonai Yohei Wahei, mishkav ladach, mishkav litot baret arav. Vayivtehu becha yodei shemecha ki lo azavta dor shecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Zamru Adonai Yohei Wahei Yoshev Tzion Hagoyim Vamim Alilotav Ki doresh damim, otam zakar lo shakach, akat anavim. Chananeni, Adonai Yohei Wahei, re'ei anayi. Misnei, Meroma mi mishare mavet Lema nasapra kol tehilatecha Beshare batzion agila beshuatecha Savu goyim beshachat yasu Bereshet Zuz Tamanu Nilkedaraglam Noda Adonai Yohei Wahei Mishpat Asa Bafo Al Kapav Nokesh Rasha Higayon Sela Yashuvu Rashaim Lishola Kol Goyim Shekeche Elohim Ki Lo Lanetzach Yishakach Evyon Tivat Aniyim Tovad Laad Kuma Adonai Yohei Wahei Al Yaoz Enosh Yishachtu Goyim Al Panecha Shita Adonai yo hey wa hey morala hem ye do go im manosh hey masela. I am going to stop here because we've completed this, the ninth verse. We've completed the nine verses that relate to the first day of the month, the Rosh Chodesh. And because we've had a request to try as much as possible to keep the Psalms in to complete one Psalm as in a session. So, and because of my I don't want to call it illness, because of my allergy yesterday, we weren't able to do that in one session. So we're going to do it in two. So if anybody has a question, I'll be happy to answer them. And if not, it's a short session, but it's appropriate because there were a lot of verses in this particular psalm. And if I completed it yesterday, it would have been better. I apologize. Tonight's classes, there will be a mini Zohar at 4:30 and a Tikkuni Zohar at the 7th. Oh, excuse me. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh event. The 7 o'clock class will be Rosh Chodesh. So I hope you'll join us. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hanok. Have a nice day.
You too, Martha. Take care, both of you.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.